It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hi there.
So most people are getting excited. Maybe summer is just around the corner for you. Most of us, we'll be dreaming of maybe going on a trip, a little vacation maybe this summer. So someone on Reddit, and it's kind of trending there on Reddit, asked people to name the things that you do in a hotel room that you never do at home.
Okay. And what are some of the top answers?
Well, and maybe you can see how closely you resemble some of these. Wear a robe and slippers.
Okay, well, I wear a robe at home, though. I'll say that. Robes are fantastic.
Yeah, I remember
big, fluffy ones.
You tried to get me on the robe train.
You should be a robe guy, yeah.
Yeah, I never wear a robe at home. Mm-hmm. But I will consider a robe in a hotel room.
I haven't stayed at a hotel room, though, that's had a robe in a very long time.
Oh,
like,
really?
I usually stay at, like, Marriott's or Hampton Inn's or even, like, I think Holiday Inn Express. I don't believe I've ever seen a robe.
Maybe you're not opening the closet because I feel like even in Marriott's and Holiday Inns, they have. Yeah, I mean, I've recently stayed in them, and
they had a robe.
Yeah, that's
interesting.
Weird. Interesting.
I don't think that I've seen a robe. At least I haven't noticed it. And we're going to be staying in a hotel room this weekend, so I'm going to look for the robe.
Robe and slipper.
If I
that
don't
thing
find
up.
One, do I need to call the front desk and demand one?
Things that you do in your hotel room that you never actually do at home: watch cable TV. Another one. Because so many of us just stream, and they actually have, and most hotels now have the thing where you can like link your streaming accounts like Netflix and Hulu and stuff like that. But yeah, cable there and television. I would say that's true. Blast the air conditioner until it's about 58 degrees. Oh yeah. I crank that sucker down.
Wow.
I crank it down as low as it'll go. A lot of them have like a lock on it, so you can't go super low on your AC, but as low as it'll go, I'll crank it.
Okay, then.
These are things that you do in your hotel room that you never do at home. Fill an entire bucket with ice when you only need 4 ice cubes. Yep.
Well, yeah.
Use a towel as a bath mat.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that's what they give you. They give you like one of those towels.
They do give you a little bath mat.
Yeah, a little bath mat, aka
and then it gets
towel.
Soaked.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Take really long showers. You know, honestly, I don't change the length of my shower, whether I'm in a hotel room or at home.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm usually pretty efficient. I'm in and I'm out, and I'm doing my thing. Crazy adult stuff.
Oh, wow.
You know what? Different area codes. Let's just roll the dice and do some stuff we're not used to.
Okay. All right.
Well done.
Eat a full dinner in bed. That's another one.
Oh, yeah.
Not
only that, when you think about a hotel room, most hotel rooms don't have a whole lot of dining room table space or chairs.
Don't.
So you, where
There's
else
like
are
desk.
You? Go, yeah, where yeah. else are you going to sit and eat other than
exactly?
You know, you might put the food on the little desk area, the little business desk area or whatever, your dresser. But you're probably going to take your plate and just sit on the bed and watch TV or whatever while you're. Yep.
Exactly.
That's funny. All right. So hopefully, if you are taking a trip this summer. Or maybe like you this weekend.
I'm looking for the robe now.
Yeah, I was going to say robe it up.
Robe it up.
Into a feel good. Kelly K.
So I feel like you can really relate to this, or at least your wife can really relate to this because she's a professional fiddle player.
Okay.
So Mary is an 18-year-old fiddle player, broke her wrist 2 days before she was set to play the fiddle at a big music festival, fell off a farm cart.
Oh, geez.
It was her right wrist, which should hold the bow. But instead of canceling the performance, she called in a little stunt bowman in her dad, who happened to be one of the best fiddle players in Canada. He even toured with Shania Twain.
Oh, geez. So she's doing the fingering and he's doing the bowing?
He's doing the bow. Yes. So he's oscillating the bow. Mary's playing the chords with her healthy hand. She said his left hand was playing the fingers on my back, which was tickling me. Well, I had to imagine myself playing the bow with my right hand. Which he was doing.
That's weird.
Which is amazing because, like, how in the world did he know the song? You know? It's just like, you feel like he would have had to have rehearsed.
Well, and, if he's one of the...
it was 2 days.
Yeah.
It was 2 days before.
And if he's one of the best fiddle players in Canada, you'd think that he's been around the block a while and he's probably heard the tunes and stuff like that. Yeah.
So just incredible. You can see the video. It's pretty impressive stuff at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Let's get to a phone tap.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Randy says, hey, Ben and Kelly, my buddy Lee works for a printing company, does a lot of graduation invites, wedding invites, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty straight-laced, so I want to mess with him a little and have you phone tap him. It'll be hysterical. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, so we're going to hear from Tony Haas and Pepper. He's going to give Lee an offer he can't refuse when it comes to Tony's upcoming wedding.
Hey.
Welcome to your phone tap.
Printing, this is Lee.
Hey, Lee, is it? Hey, it's Tony Haas and Pepper. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How can I help you?
So, you guys print wedding invitations and save the date cards and stuff like that, right?
We sure do. Do you have a wedding coming up?
Yeah, in about 2 months. But here's the deal.
Okay.
My fiance came up with a list of 100 people to invite.
All right.
But here's the thing. I can't really afford a 100-person wedding. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of these people I don't even know. You know, old friends of hers and relatives I haven't even met. You know?
I'm still not clear on what you're saying here.
So listen, I need to reduce this guest list to something I can afford. You know, there's some people on my fiance's side that I didn't really want it there anyway. So I'm going to start cutting from her side of the list.
And she'll be okay with that?
Lee, listen. She's not going to know about this. I need you to work with me on this, okay?
I don't know.
Look, I don't want to upset my fiance, right? And I know you wouldn't want to upset her either.
Oh, God.
I guess not.
So here's the thing. I'm going to email you a list of the 50 people I want to get the invitation to be on the list, all right?
Okay.
Then I'll send you a separate list of the 50 people I don't want at the wedding. Those people will get an invitation too, but listen, it'll have a different date on it.
Oh my
God! It'll be a week later.
No!
Are you kidding?
No. Then on our actual wedding day, there will be some people missing, but my fiance will be occupied. She'll just think that they didn't come, right?
And what happens a week later, like when the other people show up because they got a different date?
Listen, we'll be on our honeymoon, so who cares? It'll mostly be her dumb out-of-town friends and relatives anyway.
Wait. So you're going to have people travel from out of town for this wedding, and you're giving them the wrong date?
Genius. Am I right?
Oh,
well, what happens when your fiance finds out?
Listen, that's where you come in. I just tell her there must have been a mistake at the printers.
Wow.
So you want me to take the blame for messing up her invitations and essentially wrecking her wedding?
Listen, don't worry about it. You print the 2 sets of invitations with the 2 different wedding dates, and I'll make it worth your while. I'll throw in an extra $50 for you.
No. I'm not going to print invitations with the wrong date on them. This is a crazy idea.
All right, $60, but that's my final offer.
No. Are you kidding? Your girlfriend's going to be so mad if she finds out about this.
Now, how would she find out about this? You wouldn't tell on me, would you? Or maybe you think she's listening to this on the radio.
On the radio? What?
Yeah. Hey, Lee. Hi, it's Ben Davis on 99.7 DJX.
Wow.
It's a phone tap.
Oh, you guys kidding me? Wow, that's what this is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I thought you were serious.
No, Lee, come on. The voice, I couldn't be serious with that. Randy actually sent us the email and put us up to it.
Oh, Randy, huh? Okay. That was a good one.
Hey, and if you do something, this one little favor for me today.
You're in the family.
You're in the family. And maybe someday I'll repay that favor.
Or if you don't do this, you might be swimming with the fishes.
That was implied, Kelly.
Oh, sorry.
There wasn't
that. Did I go too hard?
Yeah. That
was get too deep into character?
All right, there you go. That's your phone tap on 99.7 DJ. All right, it's time for a setting the bar story.
That's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Sure. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting into a fight with a coworker while you're inside a burning house, you're doing okay.
What in the world? Why are we fighting in the middle of a fire?
We're putting the fighter in firefighter as fire crews in Detroit were called to a burning house at 2 o'clock in the morning, Saturday morning, and the fire wasn't the only drama. At some point, one of the firefighters on the scene started brawling with one of the other firefighters.
Wait, the firefighters are
brawling? Yes, as in they were in their gear fighting the fire and fighting each other.
No, sir. Why? What's behind the fighting?
The chief on the scene had to call the police for help.
What?
They hauled the problem firefighter away. And to answer your question, we don't know why
it
started.
No idea. Nope. Like, there's no, like, maybe that guy, like, cheated with the other guy's girlfriend or something like that.
Yeah, no, we don't know. We don't know. The chief says they're still looking into it, but the firefighter has been released. And so when the reporter reported on the incident, we noticed that he continued to use the word fire a crazy amount of times. So see if you can identify how many times the reporter who's reporting on this Setting the Bar story says the word fire.
Detroit firefighters, known as some of the best in the business at fighting fires, not fighting each other while also fighting fires. Detroit fire crews arrived quickly to a significant fire inside this home, and the firefighters got right to work. Something went wrong with a firefighter who comes from a Detroit firefighter family, where he allegedly assaulted a fellow firefighter as they're fighting the fire, to the point where the chief on the fire scene had to call Detroit police for help. We are told in his fire gear and all, officers arrested that firefighter and took him to the Detroit Detention Center.
Okay, how many did you get?
I've got 14, I think.
13, yeah, you were close.
13
and 30 seconds, yes.
Wow. Well, you know.
Yeah, well, that's how you describe it. So
exactly.
Yeah, putting the fighter in firefighter there, that is your Setting the Bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting into a fight with a coworker, when you are literally battling a fire, you're doing okay.
No, I'm going to fight the fire first. No, I'm going to fight the fire first. No, let me hold the hose. No, I'm going to hold the hose.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. All right, there you go. That's your Setting the Bar story. You know, those chance encounters with someone you're interested in that really failed to turn into something more. That's where we come in.
Oh, yeah. We see the little ad that maybe you missed, and we bring it to life in hopes that maybe these people will find each other again.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
All right, this is a man for woman titled, I Feed Birds, Now Can I Feed You?
Okay. Oh, all right.
This is a long shot, but you only live once, am I right?
YOLO.
So I'm looking for a lady who has blonde hair and who has green eyes and very stocky legs.
Okay.
You're built just like my ex-wife.
Oh, wow.
I hated her guts with a passion.
That's not good.
But I loved her body.
Oh, great. All right. Great.
Guess what?
Yeah.
You have her body.
Uh-huh.
And I want it.
It's the best part of her.
You were in the Kroger's parking lot, leaving after what looked like quite the trip. I was the guy who was feeding the birds next to the dumpster.
Oh, wow.
We shared a moment when we saw each other.
Yeah.
You could say we locked eyes.
I bet.
You bought Dan and yogurt and some bananas. That's all I could tell.
Very observant.
Then you left going southbound. I think you must work for the airport.
Wow, that's a lot of assumptions.
Instead of feeding the birds, let me feed you.
I feel like no.
I can tell you like to eat.
Oh, wow.
I'm into stocky women, so don't think that's an insult.
It is, though.
You are my kind of flavor.
Ew.
Yummy.
No, sir.
Please respond. Tweet, tweet.
Tweet, tweet.
Little
birdie. You want to be my little bird?
Right, exactly.
No, none of that.
Oh, shoot.
No, sir.
It's Craigslist Missed Connections.
Well, this one's a woman for man. Hi, Mr. Sparky the Scruffy Electrician.
Oh, Sparky Zap Zap.
we've already got a little nickname.
Uh-huh.
You came by my store with your partner to check out the big electrical box out back that somebody plowed their truck into.
Oh, no.
Thank goodness you got there when you did. We had no power. It was getting quite steamy inside.
Oh, my.
You were the shorter, scruffier one, with several buttons unbuttoned, wearing the rosary.
No. Oh.
You're the spitting image of an ex of mine. Wait a second. There seems to be a little bit of a theme.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, definitely my type. Dang it, you're cute. And you know how to use your hands.
Oh.
And I like a man with a good job.
Yes.
So, Mr. Sparky, my scruffy electrician, if you're single, or even if you're not.
Oh.
I've got a different kind of box for you to work on.
Huh?
And bang the dents out of.
Wow, that took a turn.
It did. It went a little harder than what I was expecting. Tell me the funny name. Tell me the funny name I kept calling you so I know it's you. Hint, it rhymes with Sparky. It probably is Sparky.
It's probably Sparky. I'm like, you're not calling him Barky, is she? Wow. All right.
Hi.
Well, whether you're looking for the lady who has the stocky legs you just want to feed.
Right. Or the lady with the box that needs fixing.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Oh, that got 16 ways of awkward, didn't it? It did.
That's what we count on, isn't it? Isn't it?
It is. It
All right.
is.
It's 99.7 DJX. Still to come, feel-good stories, group therapy, all on the way. Hang on. You know, if you've had a pet die, I'm sorry, it's a weird conversation, but if you've had
That's
a pet...
A bummer, yes.
Yeah, if you've had a pet die, you know it's incredibly painful. It hurts your heart, all that stuff.
We lost two dogs when the kids were really little.
Yeah, I mean, especially if they've been a part of the family for a while, or even if it's been if it's a sudden you know thing that happens, it can be very painful. But I'll tell you, when a pet goes missing, it's a weirder feeling because it's been a week now since our cat Fred got out, and he's an indoor cat, orange tabby. In the, you know, kind of the St. Matthews, Linden area. But it was like a Tuesday night last week that he got out and someone saw him he got stuck in a fence because he's so rotund. And the person who helped him out didn't know he was our cat, thought he was a pregnant female cat.
Oh, my gosh.
Poor guy.
Are you kidding?
To add to the embarrassment of the poor cat.
Oh, no.
Little Fred scampered off, over to a house, you know, that was that we've looked at, you know, and around that area, 1,000 different places and 1,000 different times over the past week. But it's been a week and it's a weird feeling because it's like, You are still kind of holding out hope that he's still kind of, maybe he's been taken in by another family. Maybe he's finding, you know, food somewhere else. He's just found a little spot that he's burrowed into and he thinks is safe.
Like your caption that maybe he's off filming another Homeward Bound movie.
Yeah, maybe he's going to come back with a golden retriever, a duck, and another cat. Yeah, who knows?
Stories to tell.
But like, you know, and then in this whole ordeal with, you know, my missing cat, Fred, I've had people reach out that are like, hey, don't, with tips, and I appreciate that. And they've also, there was one, and man, it was... They snapped a photo of this cat. It was an orange tabby, and it looked like it was like a mirror image of the markings of Fred. And we're like, maybe it's just a reversed photo. We're like, oh my gosh. And so my wife and my daughters kind of went there and searched him out, this cat. And this cat was probably about 3 miles away. And we're like, man, that's a far way to go.
Yeah.
But maybe, you know, maybe he crossed Shelbyville Road and he's like, you know, maybe he's down there. And so, but, you know, when we got there, we're like, ah, no, it's definitely not Fred. So it's, you know, there have been a lot
it's
of people.
It's a roller coaster.
Yeah,
emotion,
it is. Yeah. It's a roller coaster emotion. There have been a lot of people who've reached out. They're like, hey, you know, here are some tips. And, you know, I've had a cat that, stayed away for 10 days and then showed up. I've had a cat that stayed away for a month and then just turned back up. So it's one of those things where it's like you, there's pain, you know, because of your cat who's been a member of the family for 8 years, who, you know, he's no longer around and we're just kind of like saying his name and we see pictures of him and all that stuff. And it's painful, but then it's not like the same sort of pain that you get when you lose a pet. You know, because it passed away. You know what I mean?
Right. It's like, you know what happened. You don't know what's happening here.
Right. Don't know. And
that's
and
an unsettling
and it's
feeling.
Like, we don't even know where to look at this point.
Yeah.
And so it's not even a thing where, okay, well, we know he could be over here, so we're just going to concentrate our efforts there. No, it's been a week now.
Yeah.
Like he could be anywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just, man.
That's tough.
It is. It's a tough situation. And, you know, we've had cats that have gotten out before and usually they're out for a day, maybe a day and a half. And that's it.
And they find their way back
home. Yeah, exactly. But this has been a unique situation that, you know, we're kind of dealing with. And, you know, I don't know. I think it's hitting me and my wife a little bit harder than it's hitting my daughters, which is weird because, you know,
well,
I've got
your daughters are, you know, well, back home now?
Well, no, I've got two that they've moved out. They're, you know, Isabel and Sophia, they've moved into a house.
So
and
he's so, not as part
of their
daily
lives,
life.
Right, their daily life.
As he once was.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's just been kind of a thing with my wife and I, and we're just like, we literally don't know where to look at this point. So anyways, just, it's one of those weird things where I was thinking about it the other day, like, this is a different type of, I guess, pain.
Pain,
yeah.
It's a different kind of pain.
Yeah, because
it's a helpless feeling because there's hope.
Yeah, right.
You're hoping that he's out there just having an adventure.
Right, exactly.
He's going to find his way home and then all's going to be well again.
And we keep saying when he gets home, he's going to be in big trouble.
Oh, for sure.
He is going to be in big trouble.
He's going to get started talking to.
Yes, he's probably would have lost some weight too, so we're going to have to sit there. We're going to have to fatten him up again.
No, wait, that might be a little blessing.
No.
It might be a little blessing so he doesn't get stuck in fences anymore.
He's grown into his rotund shape. So anyway, Okay. Anyways, I just wanted to kind of give you an update. I know a lot of people reached out, so I appreciate that. And we're continuing, you know, the search and stuff like that. So, all right, coming up. Oh, by the way, if you want to see a picture of
Fat Fred.
Yeah. Hashtag find Fat Fred.
Yeah.
My Facebook page at Ben Davis or his Instagram page. You can kind of see his thing there.
Well, that's right. He has his own Instagram page.
I know, right? Yeah. Freddy the Fatty
Is he
Caddy.
Updating it?
No, he's not updating it. So I know.
Could have provided clues.
Yeah, he doesn't have. And he is chipped, by the way. He is chipped. So,
okay,
yeah,
well, good. Hopefully someone, if they come across him, will go take him and check the chip.
Yeah, yeah.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Angela writes, hey, Ben and Kelly, got a question issue for your therapy thingy.
Okay. that made me laugh.
My husband's ex-girlfriend seems to come around when there's a funeral for friends and family and stays for hours.
Mm.
She hangs with my husband the whole time, talks about the past. She never brings her husband. They grew up together, and she's known the family for a while. She's mildly polite to me, but everything in my body wants to tell her at the next funeral it's not her place to come anymore. How many funerals are they having?
That's okay. Yeah,
they
I caught that, too.
Some older people.
Maybe.
They broke up years ago, but I still get a sense that if she had a chance to get back with my husband, she'd dump hers and go for it.
Mm.
Should I say something or just let it go and continue to privately stew in my anger? My husband doesn't think it's a big deal, doesn't want a confrontation.
I would let it go and continue to stew in your anger. All right, next.
That is unexpected because you do like to stir up the drama.
No, I hey, you know, I think, you know, if we were to borrow a page from one of our listeners, Andrew, the love doctor, who calls us quite often with advice, I would say communication. You got to make sure that you are at least telling your husband how you feel in black and white terms.
Well, it sounds like she has, but he
maybe not.
Doesn't like, feel like it's a big enough issue to deal with. So it's, I mean, it's obvious she's mentioned it to him, but he's just like, because it is his issue to handle. It's his ex-girlfriend. He should be the one to be like, I appreciate it, but you don't have to keep showing up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he doesn't want to say that.
Right. Right. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe he doesn't want to say it. That's a good point. Have you been in a situation with an ex that just kind of keeps coming around?
Mine just disappeared.
Well, that's because you always got broken up with, and they were just like, peace.
Yeah, and I wasn't the one that kept hanging out either.
Right.
I'm not going where I'm not wanted.
Sure. Understandable. Yeah. Yeah, I want to say that I was never, and I was trying to think, was I that ex that just kind of kept hanging around? But no, I don't think I was either.
It's like a family friend kind of a situation. Mm-hmm. And if they like grew up together, then, you know, if your friend's
they've got history
dad
that,
passes away, yes, yeah, or grandpa, right. Or there's somebody like that.
Mutual that, friends that
yes,
you both
that
have.
Maybe you had experience with hanging around. Then I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's how entrenched with the family she was.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
But she needs to bring her husband. Like the reason she keeps showing up by herself and then embedding herself with Angela's husband hanging out the whole time is I get why she's bothered by that.
No, I get it too. All right. Yeah. Well, hey, let us know, especially if you've been in this sort of situation, like how did you handle it with addressing it or addressing the ex? You know what I mean?
Right.
502-795-1997. That is our number. All right. So group therapy, Angela's husband's ex just kind of keeps showing up. Now they were, you know, I guess, you know, childhood friends. Yeah. So she has a little more history than maybe a standard ex might have. I don't know. Is that legitimate to say? So anyways,
sure. Yeah,
she just continues to just kind of hang out and show up at places. She said to him, hey, you know what? Can she not? And he's like, nah, not a big deal.
Yeah, can you handle that? And yeah, hubby doesn't think it's a big enough deal. And especially at funerals, she seems to be like posting up with Angela's husband. Mm-hmm. He's hanging out, kind of like taking her rightful place next to him. And she's kind of like, no.
Yeah, that's my spot.
My place. And she's not bringing, right. She's got a husband, apparently. She's not bringing him.
See, that's a little bit of a red flag there. Andrew, the love doctor, calls our show. What's up? What do you think?
It's a problem. Let me get right to it. She's got to reach down and really tell him it bothers her if she hasn't already. It sounds like she might have. I don't know the details. But if he doesn't like confrontation, you know what? He needs to get over it. That needs to end. She needs to quit coming to events, funerals, whatever it is, because it's bothering. Think about this for a minute. It's bothering the person that you're spending the rest of your life with. It bothers them.
Yeah.
Communicate. Yeah. Communicate. Absolutely 100% correct. Most relationships fail, whether you're married or dating, because people won't talk because they're afraid of conflict or they're afraid of the outcome. And then it just gets worse. Ben's 100% right. She's got to tell him in a little more detail. And I'm telling you what, if he doesn't want to deal with it, then she needs to deal with it. Actually, he needs to deal with it. He needs to cut that off. Be done. Seriously, guys. It's going to be a major, major problem down the road.
1,000%. E from LJ is texting, husband is a turd. The girlfriend is totally in the wrong, especially if the only person she spends time with regularly during those times is the husband.
Oh.
She should bring her husband, spend time with him instead of the ex. Also, husband needs to deal with the baggage, especially since his wife has expressed her discomfort.
Yeah, she's hanging out with her ex the entire time. There's something going. That's a problem.
Yeah.
And if her husband doesn't realize that, and he does, he just doesn't want to deal with it, then that's on him. Now, he's got to fix that. Communicate. Be the man. Cut it off. Be done.
Andrew, the Love Doctor, thank you as always, sir.
Keep on loving, guys.
Kirk checks in on text and says, glass breaks. Put them in the ring!
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, you mean put Angela and the ex in the ring?
Apparently, yes. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Brittany's like, maybe she's having the family members whacked so she can see her ex.
Did you say whacked?
Whacked, yeah. Like, wait, maybe like, she's... Like, we went dark with this theory. We went really dark.
Hey, I tell you what. Why don't you stay away? Otherwise, maybe you might
next
find...
Next up is Aunt Betsy.
You might find a new pair of shoes that are cement.
I don't think it's that dark, but yeah. Amanda says, it seems to me like she was more than an ex-girlfriend, was practically family first.
Yeah.
And does anyone else not want her there, or just the wife?
Oh.
I would think if no one else wanted her there, they would tell her, but seems like they aren't. So maybe she's got a busy husband, and that's why she always shows up solo.
I mean, but maybe they're not like, you know, they're thinking, oh, okay, well, if it's all right with Angela, then we're fine with it. You know,
maybe, or just everybody just doesn't. They're just kind of like, well, that's literally probably the reaction. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they just don't feel like they need to try to make a scene or say anything about it. Elizabeth says, I'm going through the same thing with my husband's ex-wife.
Mm.
She comes to funerals. They grew up together.
Yeah.
My husband knows how I feel, but out of respect for his kids, we have not said anything to his ex-wife to avoid confrontation.
All right.
But she needs to speak up.
We'll get this on Facebook too, at Ben and Kelly Show, so you can chime in there as well. But hey, Angela, I think we're all saying the same thing. You gotta spell it out to your husband. Like, spell it out in no uncertain terms.
Maybe he's not fully aware, again, of just how much it does bother you.
Yeah.
Like, I know you've mentioned it,
but
maybe it needs to be reiterated.
Yeah, for sure. So, all right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted there. That is group therapy. All right, let's play a fun little game, shall we? Called Little Kid or Drunk Adult, and introduce you to Ashley calling us from Georgetown. Hi, Ashley.
Hey.
Ashley has got brown hair, drives a Sienna hybrid, and is a stay-at-home mom to four boys.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Boy mom.
Yep, and has been married 12 years.
Love it.
Good for you. Man, four boys. Bet your house is... Never loud. Yeah.
Yeah. You could see that. Hard to keep food in the house, too, I bet.
Oh, yeah. They eat pretty much all the time. And this is my kiddo's last day of school.
Oh, my gosh.
Summertime.
Oh, that's going to be fun. Nice.
Wow.
Nice. All right. Well, good luck this summer with four boys. I understand that. You know, I mean, hey, I'll tell you, I have three girls, and our house was just as loud, I feel like, at times. So I get it. But anyways, Ashley, Little Kid, Drunk Adult is the game. Kelly's going to explain how it works.
You're going to hear three magical stories. You have to determine, is the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult at the time?
First one.
I gagged on wasabi peas thinking they were candy.
Oh.
Oh,
not candy. Not candy.
Have you ever had wasabi peas?
Oh, I have.
Yeah, wasabi peas are kind of delicious, yeah. But I could understand if you mistaken them for candy.
Yeah, not
the
candy.
The shock.
Yes, you're expecting candy.
I feel like that's maybe a little kid.
Little kid.
Okay. Yeah, it could be an innocent mistake.
All right.
Kid.
All right.
All right. I'll go with you on that.
All right. Both of you saying little kid.
I was a drunk adult. And
oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no is right.
Oh, no.
Me and some girlfriends had a night out of drinking, and when we got back to their place, I was completely starving. So I saw what looked like candy and grabbed a handful.
Oh, gosh.
Shoved them in my mouth and realized they weren't candy. They were wasabi peas, and I hate wasabi.
Oh no. Ouch. Oh, that's a double whammy then.
Ouch.
Oh no.
All right. Well, Ashley, you're 0-1. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I stole money from a bunch of Girl Scouts.
What is the matter with you? Sorry, I'm not supposed to scold them.
Kelly is momming them while they're pouring their hearts out.
Oh.
Well, I hope that's a little kid. And
me too. Yes, I want it to be a little kid.
Let's say little kid.
All right. Yeah. All right. Ashley's saying little kid.
Please.
And this is one of those, like, you look at your boys and you go, you better never.
Exactly. Like, maybe they just didn't know better, right?
Right. All right. You both say little kid?
I was a little kid.
Yep.
Okay.
There it is. Yes, little kid is correct.
Now, was he innocent?
Yeah.
It was the late 90s, and I desperately wanted a Game Boy, but money was tight, and my mom wouldn't buy me one. So I saw these girls I knew from school and saw they were selling Girl Scout cookies at the grocery store.
Oh, no.
And they had a wad of cash.
No.
So I went up and talked to them. When they weren't looking, I snatched their cash and took off.
Wow!
Oh, he was not innocent. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Literally premeditated.
Oh, dang.
I may have only gotten 100 feet before they tackled me to the ground.
Yeah.
And the Girl Scouts weren't messing around.
And started kicking me.
Whoop. Well, you probably deserved it.
They got their catch a thief patch
on
that one.
Yeah. All right. Ashley, you're 1-1. Here we go. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I got into a low-speed chase with police in a canoe.
In a canoe?
A canoe.
Police chase in a canoe.
Yeah, low-speed chase with police in a canoe.
Drunk adult. Maybe they did something really stupid and then they try to make breaks for it.
Yeah, I'm feeling...
I know. I mean, look, Ashley, we're not saying these are safe. Any of these are safe and recommended, but...
And many of them are an example of what not to do.
Right, sure.
Yes, life lessons.
All right. So, Ashley, you're saying drunk adult, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
So, I was a drunk adult.
Yep.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
Drunk adult. You got it. 2 out of 3. Not bad. What happened?
I was an adult, but I was still underage. And my friends and I were drinking on the banks of a river when the sheriff came down to see what we were doing.
Oh. Hey, what you kids doing?
Nothing. I gotta go. Okay, bye.
And when he asked for an ID, I jumped in the canoe and I tried to paddle away.
Hey, can I see your ID?
That doesn't look guilty at all.
I know. You know what? I think I left it in this canoe right over here.
I gotta go be at a place at the thing and I gotta go. Okay, bye.
And then he just waded into the water and grabbed the back of the canoe.
He just waded into the back. He literally was just like, hey, where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going?
Let's have a chat.
And I started paddling harder, but of course I got nowhere. And so... I got arrested for underage drinking.
Oh, my
gosh. Yeah.
Wow, that
went... That could probably be considered resisting arrest, too.
Well,
if you're
sure.
Paddling harder.
All right. Well, hey, Ashley, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Congratulations. You got yourself some tickets to Holiday World,
thank
all right?
You.
Yeah. Enjoy. Thank you for hanging out with the show. Hang on the line. Just another quick sec. We're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Okay. All right.
Cool.
That last one like painted such a picture, right? She's just like Wile E. Coyote trying to like get away, and then just like, hey, where are you going?
Yeah, officer's like, hey, can I see your ID? You know what? I think I left it right over here. I'll be right back. It's like her legs are spinning, and she runs and jumps in the paddle, and she's trying to get off. Yeah, that's funny. All right,
really
we need your stories. That's what we need.
So if you think you've got a story that could go either way, if you just hear it like that, give us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email that voice note to benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
Sis is going to be here in the River City in less than 3 days. Gazebo Fest, first annual is, I shouldn't say first annual. That implies that it's happened before. It's the inaugural. That's what I'm looking for.
Yes.
Inaugural on 99.70JX.
Well, assuming they're going to do it every year.
Well,
do we
right.
Know that?
Right. No. And so that's why I shouldn't have said annual.
Maybe you're just planting the seed.
I corrected myself.
Maybe they'll be like, oh. Well, maybe that we should do that every year.
Kelly, if there's one thing that I pride myself on, it's proper grammar and being able to speak in clear and understandable terms.
Concise words?
Yes, okay. Very concise.
Okay.
So SZA, Gazebo Fest. She's Saturday night, Jack's Sunday night. We got those tickets to win. Emily's got them for you in the afternoon. So this afternoon, you can pick those up here on 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, Shelby. So she's loving this new boyfriend of hers. They're only 3 months in, so not a whole lot, right?
It's the newness, though. The new relationship, the butterflies still happening in the tummy, stuff like that, right?
Yeah, but there's a but.
Oh, okay.
And if there's one thing that we love to do, it's live in the butt around here.
Dissect the
butt. We dissect the butt.
Stop. I need to stop talking.
Just got a text from a listener that said, my three-year-old now won't stop saying, Mom, we live in the butt. do what we got to do. So we're going to dissect the butt with Shelby next. On 99.7 DJX, we got a message from Shelby here at Ben and Kelly Show.
Yeah, let's see if we can help out Shelby. Hey, Ben and Kelly, help! Maybe you can shed some light on this little problem of mine. My boyfriend and I have been together for 3 months now.
Okay.
We are crazy about each other.
Mm.
He has been nothing but wonderful to me.
Mm.
The only weird thing to me is he never pays for my meals.
Okay.
I'm not exaggerating. Not even a simple bottle of water or a bag of popcorn at the movies.
Mm-hmm.
He bought our first date meal.
All right.
But that was 4 months ago.
Okay.
It's getting expensive going out with him.
Mm-hmm.
I am always buying my portion of the meal.
Mm.
I'm capable of buying my own meals, but at the same time, I have it in my brain that a man should want to pay his woman's meal, maybe not all the time, but offer once in a while.
Okay.
It's been bothering me, has made group outings really awkward.
Mm.
I want to talk to him about it, but at the same time, I want him to offer to pay for my meal from the heart, not because I told him.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you say it something, then
right,
it's, well, you're just doing it because I said so.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's a no-win situation either for you or for the guy.
I know. And then I'm wondering, has she ever, like, offered to pay for him as maybe an example?
Do you see what I'm doing here? Isn't that fun?
Exactly. Like, oh, look. No, babe,
look,
I'm
treating you.
Yes,
I'm treating
treat
you here.
And then maybe you'll treat me next
He's
time.
He's probably
maybe.
Like, thanks.
Exactly. That's sweet.
Great.
Thanks, babe.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
All right, what you're treating? Well, then I'm going to have supersize my combo meal.
Supersize the combo. Yeah, no, I get it. That is.
I mean, sure, I understand. It's kind of breaks it down to sort of tradition and
right.
and things where and I do understand that she's like, look, I don't need it every time, but maybe once in a while, just a hey, I got this for you. You
well,
know?
And if they are out in a group. And if there's other boyfriends paying for their girlfriends and then he doesn't,
we're going Dutch.
Yeah. I get
that,
it.
That, like, sure. Oh. That can be awkward.
Yeah.
And then her girlfriends out with them are like, what? That was weird. And I'm sure she's getting it from her girlfriends too.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. So how do you, is it as simple as you having to pay his way a few times?
As an
example of, all right, maybe we're not saying I love yous yet, but maybe we're to the point where I can pay for your meal and you for mine.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that
that's an awkward conversation to have. I mean, it's literally like, do you say, hey, how come you never offer to pay for my meal?
Yeah. How do you say that?
I don't know, because that doesn't come off sounding right.
Right.
And like she says, she wants him to want to.
I know, and it's just not gonna.
He's not picking up on
that. Well, then maybe she needs to go through his guy friends.
Oh yeah, maybe. Well, they're 3 months in. How well does she know?
I will
the friends
find you.
Yet? Right.
It could turn into like, dude, your girlfriend. She's already asking me weird questions.
Yeah, like, why aren't you paying for her meals and stuff?
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like baggage to me.
You should probably dump her.
I don't know. Have you... So, were you ever in a relationship where you kind of had to
It was never a thing because they offered to pay.
No.
Right, yes. I mean, before they dumped me.
Well,
they
did maybe.
I got some meals out of it.
Maybe, Shelby, you just need to be better at whatever it is, and he will.
No, but I guess he's just not wired that way. And apparently his mama never taught him, like, that's kind of a common courtesy that a lot of guys do when they start dating someone.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be every time, but yeah, maybe, no. Hey, I got this, or, you know, I'll
pick
it up.
Yeah, if it's a super pricey, you know, meal they're going out for, then yeah, maybe say, let's split this one. You know, split up the damage a
or
little bit.
Or communicate it before you go out and have that awkward time. Hey, tell us your story about how you you changed your guy without telling him.
Right. How do you change your guy without him knowing you're changing
exactly,
your guy?
Exactly. Yes. All right. 502-795-1997. We'd love to hear those stories because then I might find out if I was the victim of such crimes. So that's how I decided all of a sudden I changed my mind. All right. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story. Coming up here. Ben Davis says, Shelby, been dating her boyfriend for 3 months. Things are great, but he makes her pay for everything. Hasn't paid one dime for anything for her when it comes to, like, going out.
Like, not even a bottle of water, she says. Not even popcorn at the movies.
Yeah, Amber from down the street texts and says, well, next time he asks to go out to eat, just tell him, nope, you can't afford it right now. Or better yet, say that when you're already out. Force him to pay.
Oh, dang. Like, in the moment, is he going to pull the trigger and actually pay for you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What if he's like, well, sounds like you're going to have to wash dishes.
Oh, dang. Kelly from Crescent Hill says, my husband and I have been married for 15 years. We still take turns paying for our dates. Granted, we have the same account.
Uh-huh. Oh, right, right.
Well, 3 months into the relationship, we're not sharing a bank account just yet. So. Right.
Don't worry. I got this. Okay. All right. I got it this time. Okay. Coming out of the same account.
Exactly.
I got a text from Cindy. Says, I was dating a guy for like a year and a half. He would come to my work almost every day and bring his own lunch from a fast food restaurant every day. Never bring me anything or even offer to bring
me
anything.
Are you kidding?
It was fine, but I felt like I couldn't go get something out because he came to my work. Needless to say, I dumped him because he was selfish in so many other ways. So is this a case where maybe Shelby needs to take a look and say, is he being selfish in other aspects of the relationship?
Yes, because the fact that that Cindy's boyfriend brought his own lunch to have lunch with her and never said, hey, babe, you want me to pick you something up?
Yeah,
hey. I'll swing by and we'll have lunch together.
Yeah, swinging by to get a hamburger. You want one?
Yes. Like, the fact that he never did that in a year and a half. Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, Cindy saw the writing on the wall. That was, you know, an indication of him being selfish in other ways. And, yeah, it's just like a common courtesy, isn't it? Like, I'll even offer to my friends, you know, if, like, my daughter's over at someone's house and be like, hey, we're going to swing by Chick-fil-A. You guys need anything?
Yeah.
I'll even do that if I'm going to the grocery store. Hey, I'm running to the grocery store. You need anything? I'll text my neighbor.
Yeah. I mean, I say that stuff in the expectation that they'll say no.
Sure. But many times they say yes.
Oh.
And then they'll Venmo me and it's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, there you
go. But we kind of do that for each other, though.
Sure.
So, well, maybe the fact that they're dating.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're
it
not.
It just doesn't occur to him at all to ever offer.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I would say, okay, two things. One, you force the issue in that you're like, hey, I can't pay now, or you offer to pay for him to show him that these are things that people do, because maybe he, you know, came from a household where that just wasn't
that
a thing.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
So maybe she says, listen,
educate him.
I got you this time and you can pay for my
and
next
maybe
time.
You can get me next time. Right, exactly.
Yes.
Start educating him on that.
Yes. Start
and,
that trend.
And that's where I would go with that. All right. Well, hey, good luck, Shelby. We're all pulling for you. And enjoy that early part of your relationship. Oof. Sparks.
I mean, supposed to be great, yes, but I understand that this is a little bit of a hiccup in just the pure bliss of the whole situation.
Yep. Keep us posted, Ashley. Or no, not Ashley. What's her name? Shelby. Keep us posted, Shelby. Sorry. That's awkward, too. All right, there you go. Diving into the DMs.
Hopefully he doesn't make that mistake and call him by the wrong name.
Right. We do feel-good stories every hour. Kelly Kay.
So there's this really cute video circulating on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a dad is holding a baby. There's another little girl. According to the caption, it's the aunt off camera
okay.
that asks this little question about, hey, who wants to stay in this fancy hotel? The baby is the first to answer.
I have a question for everybody. Who wants to go to the Four Seasons Orlando?
Me!
We were blown away. It was amazing. We were so happy to see such reaction from baby and family.
The baby was just feeling the energy.
Yes.
And going, I want to do
the
whatever
like,
they're
yes,
doing.
I am signing up for the Four Seasons Orlando. That
yes.
is me. I want room service. I want bubble baths. Give me the robe. I want all the things.
Yep. Want
the baby
it all.
Knew, and the comments did not disappoint. One commenter, I beg you, mother, take father and I to the Four Seasons Orlando. Another, indeed, mother, I would be amused by attending the Four Seasons Orlando.
Oh my gosh.
Perchance I shall attend the Four Seasons Orlando.
Sure.
And even the Four Seasons Orlando commented.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's in the caption, she tagged them. I'm like, hey, if you need a baby ambassador, may I suggest
right.
my niece? It's really cute. See the video at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
All right, this is a setting the bar story, Kelly.
That's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, some people get a little nuts when they customize their order, especially when it's for carry out or for delivery or whatever. And
this is more than just, you know, hey, leave the dressing on the side.
Yeah, exactly. So if you can manage to make it through the day without ordering a triple cheeseburger, but having everything removed, then you're doing okay. Let me explain.
Okay.
This guy named Greg. I want to say he just tossed it out on X to go viral, but he posted a screen grab of his order for McDonald's, and uh-huh. he ordered a triple cheeseburger, but literally had everything removed. No ketchup, no mustard, no pickle, no onions, no cheese, no bun, and no meat. He just said he wanted to see what would happen.
Okay, so he's basically erasing everything. Like, I was thinking, okay, maybe he just wants the meat and the bun. But he takes away the meat and the bun, so it's like literally nothing?
So the driver, you know, the DoorDash or whoever he used, right, got to the restaurant and texted Greg and was like, hey, you know, cheeseburger with everything removed, including the bun and meat, so you're going to get an empty box. You cool with that? And Greg was like, yeah, perfect. Here's the thing. The order was still wrong because the box was a deluxe McCrispy, not a triple cheeseburger.
Oh, no, the wrong box?
So he said, I ordered a triple cheeseburger, not a McCrispy. Anyways, he paid $20 for the whole thing for a nothing.
$20 to get nothing in
yes,
the box?
For a nothing, right.
And to get the wrong box?
Right. So now here's the thing. He did tip the driver $11, so that's not bad, right?
That's nice.
Right.
But he's probably still hungry.
I think it was just in a social experiment to see what would happen. I gotta think
why
that.
Though? Why though?
I had a friend who, whenever we went out and got anything, got fast food or anything, he would order especially if it was, he loved chicken sandwiches. So we would order a chicken sandwich, but he would want cheese on it. Nothing else. So it would just be a bun, chicken, and cheese. That's it.
Yes. That's pretty much how my daughter likes it. That's how my husband likes it. They didn't like any of the toppings.
And they would have to charge him for the cheese because it didn't come with cheese. And he would get literally nothing else on it. And so he was paying extra for them to strip everything off of it. And then add one slice of American cheese.
They were charging him extra to take things off?
Because it was an added... No. They were charging him extra to add the cheese. Because the cheese wasn't a part of the sandwich. So,
But
every time I'm just like, buddy, this is so, like, extra.
Well, listen, I mean, you know, my daughter doesn't like... She's like, I don't like salad. So she doesn't want it on her sandwiches, right? She doesn't like the sauce. She doesn't even like the pickle on the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, it's easy to just click that, you know, especially on the app. Like, that's not that big of a deal. But if you're ordering an empty box and you're spending $20 on it, like, why? What's the point of that social experiment?
That's kind of why.
Just tossing money down the drain.
Right. That's kind of why I put it in the setting the bars category there on 9970JX. All right. Hey, coming up next, the stupid fact of the day involves microplastics. All right?
Microplastics?
This is something that we should be aware of.
Okay.
And your stupid fact of the day dives into that. Coming up on 99.70JX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.70JX. Time for a stupid fact of the day. This is where we find random things in the internet and bring it to you. Okay?
Slap fact on it.
Yep. Microplastics. Maybe you've heard that term thrown around from time to time. Microplastics been found in things like placentas, breast milk, and now human testicles.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. Why are there that sounds bad, right? Or microplastics bad? They sound bad.
Yeah. So there is now, apparently, thanks to researchers at Oregon State University that have discovered these particles in both humans and dogs.
How is it from, like, drinking water out of plastic bottles? What's the culprit?
Well, the microplastics. I don't know what microplastics are. I think they're bad.
Is it bad? Wait, should I look it up?
Yeah, look it up real quick.
Are
microplastics bad?
Plastics harmful. Yeah, someone else already looked at it.
There you go.
Nano and there's nanoplastics as well, too. Know the health effects. Oh, this sounds like a really involved article.
But anyways, yes. The short answer is yes, they can be. They can lower counts in your, testicles and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so microplastics.
Well, how do we avoid that?
Now been found.
What do we do?
Well, I'm not here to tell you what we do. I'm just telling you the fact.
Oh, great. Okay, so, all right. So
I don't know what to
give
do.
Give us a new neuroses story about.
Absolutely.
And then not tell us how to avoid that fate.
That is your stupid fact of the day.
That's great.
You're welcome.
All right.
99.7 DJX. I don't have all the answers, Kelly.
I want to go back in time to where I thought I didn't have tiny little particles of plastics in me.
Taylor and Post on 99.7 DJX. Post Malone living his best life recently. He has a number one with Morgan Wallen, that song.
His six.
I had some help, right? And he's on that Taylor Swift album. He's on the Beyonce album. He did a duet with Reba McEntire. I mean, he is living his best life right now.
Yeah, and then most streams in the first week, mm-hmm. beating out Taylor Swift with Post Malone
three weeks ago.
So
he
beat
is
himself.
He is he's doing a lot here.
I like Country Posty.
Yeah, good for him. All right. So hey, if you missed anything from the show, podcast, great way to start. WDJX.com, tap listen. Look, Angela has an ex problem. Not her ex, her husband's ex.
Yeah, she keeps, like, showing up to family funerals.
Right.
Which is odd. And just stays for, not like a popping in to pay the respects and then leaving. Like,
no,
staying
hanging
for hours.
Right, right. Posting up next to her husband, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah. And Shelby, she's got a boyfriend who's great but never pays for anything for her. And
that's weird. We're like, okay, how do we get him to want to pay? Because it's not like we want to just tell him, hey, start paying for her. But she wants him to want to do that.
Yeah. And we tried to connect some people with misconnections that just had a chance encounter in the Kroger parking lot. And
yeah, maybe you're feeding the birds by the dumpster.
Yeah. And
Miss Wright walks right by.
Right, right. And, you called for an electrician because someone rammed into your electrical box. So.
And then he cute.
Yeah, then he's cute. So, yeah, a lot of stuff to catch up on podcast-wise, WDJX.com. Tomorrow on the show, it's Thursday, Throwback Thursday. We've got an opportunity for you to win during Throwback Thursday, so that's kind of cool. Carrie Hilson, throwback artist there. She's going to be...
My name is Carrie.
Yep.
I'm so very...
She's going to be a part of the R&B Money Tour, and we've got tickets for you tomorrow during Throwback Thursday. All right. What else?
Wet Nose Wednesday, noonish. Mm-hmm. On the Facebooks, 997DJX. Watch for it if you're looking for a new furry family member.
All right, there you go. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.